Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reshow. Final hour of the program is the start of the Brownlicker Music Hour. Chuck always gets first quest. You know how we do it on Fridays? We crank the beat up, get the dance party going. This is my favorite disco song of all time. Love Chic.
Yeah, this is a great record.
Yeah.
They have some great records.
Oh, yeah. You think? Bernard Edwards is my favorite bass player of all time. He's got the funk. I mean, he's just got that great bass that he plays on these records. Tony Thompson, of course, on drums, and Nile Rodgers on guitar. And they were a powerhouse writing team.
Yeah.
Like Edwards and Rodgers. I mean, they were a powerhouse. I mean, they wrote for every. You know, again, the Bee Gees wrote for everybody, and they had tons of hits. So did Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers.
Yeah, Nile Rodgers actually, I want to say within recent years, had done some newer stuff with some kind of like some newer artists. I can't remember who it was off top of my mind.
Yeah, I mean, he, besides like Sister Sledge, and they wrote a bunch of those songs for Diana Ross, Upside Down and all that stuff. I mean, they wrote all that. They wrote for Duran Duran. Remember, they had that band that, remember, they had the two bands where they all kind of split. Power Station was one with Robert Palmer and those guys. And then Arcadia. Wasn't it Arcadia? I think, was it Arcadia? What was the one that had Duran Duran and some of the guys from Chic? Or at least Tony Thompson or something like that from Chic. I think it was Arcadia. Right, I think Arcadia was one of the bands, and then the Power Station, because that was the one with Robert Palmer.
Okay,
that he was the lead singer. So, like Some Like It Hot, Bang a Gong, and all that stuff.
Right,
but they were a powerhouse writing team. Besides all their hits that they wrote for Chic and all that, they wrote all kinds of hits for other people. Again, they wrote all the stuff for Sister Sledge and, you know, Diana Ross's big albums and stuff like that. So they were a real powerhouse team. You know, is late 70s, early 80s. And, you know, again, it was, what's the bass player's name? The bass player from Queen. That's where he got the inspiration because, again, you know, good times, but it don't bump, bump,
right, right,
bump,
right,
bump,
right,
bump,
right.
Bump. And that also became Another One Bites the Dust, right?
Right.
It's also, you know, Rapper's Delight from Sugar Hill Gang, that same kind of bass beat. But
they're actually on tour, or he's on tour with Duran right now.
Bernard Edwards is dead.
Right.
Is Tony, I don't know if Tony Thompson is still alive. Nile Rodgers, I know Nile Rodgers does a lot of stuff like, I hear him on Sirius XM on the Studio 54 channel.
Mm-hmm.
Like he does some shows on there. I don't know if Tony Thompson is still alive or not.
Yeah, it says they were actually here in Atlanta back in June.
Yeah. Yeah, they. I saw that they were here because they had. What they have? They had Atlanta Braves jerseys on, right?
Oh, I didn't see it.
Yeah, I think they had Atlanta Braves jerseys on a couple weeks ago when they were here in town. But so he's playing with them? Yeah,
well, he's on tour with them. So it's Duran Duran, Future Past, I guess is the name of the tour. And then it has Now Roger Sheik and some group called Bastille. I'm not sure.
You're not going to place Bernard Edwards on his bass guitar.
Right.
I mean, that's, sorry, but I mean.
Well, I get it.
Yeah. I mean, again, even dead, he plays better than anybody that they could have. So, anyway.
It says happy birthday. Let me see. There was a post to Tony Thompson.
Do you?
Oh, he's passed away.
Okay. Yeah. So two of the three members of Sheik. I'd say it this way. I don't count the girls as Sheik. Because they had two singers. I mean, the two girls that were the singers on there. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who they were, but I mean the main part of the band was Nile Rodgers, Bernard Edwards, and Tony Thompson.
Right.
So, do they still do fireworks at Lenox?
Jamal, as far as in regards to the 4th of July,
yeah. You know,
I don't think they do that show anymore because I think they moved it to here. Centennial.
When I moved here to Atlanta. That was the big fireworks show.
That was the thing.
And they would get tens of thousands of people in Buckhead for the fireworks at Lenox.
Yep.
Like they, you know, it's funny because Lenox had the fireworks at Lenox.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Pink Pig, which I still think that there's a variation of the Pink Pig that's still around.
Not up there, though, right?
I don't think it's there.
They shut that. Not shut it down, but they used to
bring it out for On Top of the Mall.
Right. Right. Exactly.
I mean, I mean, in the old days, I mean, they would bring it out for On Top of the Mall. But I went twice to the fireworks at Lenox because it would close Peachtree down.
Mm-hmm.
Now think about this now. Think about them shutting down there's no way you could shut Peachtree Road down now in today's modern world.
Well, they do for the Peachtree Road race still.
Well, yeah.
I know they reopened it, but...
But they also shut that down early in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, that's not prime time, you know.
I know what you mean. I see what you're saying. Like,
right.
the time of day that they shut it down.
Right.
Right, yeah.
There's no way they could do that nowadays.
Right.
But they used to get tens of thousands of people or more that would go to the Lenox fireworks show. And that was literally a spectacle. Like, that was a place to go. Because... They used to have fireworks in Lenox area.
Yep.
They would have fireworks in downtown Marietta, like on the square in Marietta. They would have fireworks Stone Mountain, right? Do they still do that?
They still do Stone Mountain.
Do they still do Stone Mountain? Yeah. Okay. Do they do Marietta Square? I'm sure they probably do now still.
I'm 100% sure on Marietta Square. I've never gone to that one.
Yeah. But I mean, the Lenox thing... That back in the old days was the place to be.
Because they actually would have they'd have a stage, they'd have performances out there. Even the WSB, I believe, was it WSB that would always carry it?
I think so.
Yeah. So yeah, that was the thing.
Yeah, that was the place to go, and it would be a mob scene.
Mm-hmm.
Like the two times that I went, I mean, there was just too many people there. I don't mind crowds, but there comes a point where it's just like it's ridiculous how many people would be at an event like that, and the streets would just be so crowded. But that was a big thing back in the old days, just the fireworks at Lenox. I mean, that was a big time event and stuff like that. And again, I don't want to say that Atlanta was a small city, but Atlanta wasn't what it even is now.
I mean, you're talking about probably be back then. Well, I think it said we're at 6 million now. We're a little over 6 million. But I want to say back then you were talking about, three?
Three. I mean, again, I remember when that Piedmont tracker at Piedmont Hospital, I remember when it was barely 3 million. Because that takes into account the metro area.
Yeah.
I remember when that thing was barely 3 million. When I moved here in 93, that thing I think was only like 2.8 or 2.9 million at that point.
Yep.
You know, and I remember when it got to 3 million and then, you know, 4 million and all that stuff. But it's funny how Buckhead, that whole area has changed. You know, I mean, and again, they fought so hard to get rid of the party area of of Buckhead. But it's still, isn't it now still kind of like one of the party places? I mean, it's still with the restaurants and bars and stuff
like
that. I was about
to say, I don't know necessarily from a party standpoint. I think it's still a...
They don't have... I mean, again, they don't have all the nightclubs.
Right.
But they have some late night bars and stuff like that.
I don't go up there anymore.
Yeah. Well, I don't either. But I'm just going off of what I've read and heard and stuff. Yeah. So, but I mean, think about how much if you weren't here for Buckhead in the mid '90s,
mm-hmm.
like if you went to Buckhead now, you can't even imagine what that place was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, more than that. I mean, you know, again, almost 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the scene is so different. And every Friday and Saturday night, like, you could by and large not drive on the side streets. Like, there was so much foot traffic around that Buckhead and like Bowling Avenue and what is it? Bowling Way and all that kind of stuff. Like back around those side streets and all that. Mm-hmm. There was so much foot traffic.
Yeah, and then at one point there was, when it got to its height of clubness mm-hmm. in that area, at one point that one street, they actually would cut it, block it off.
Yes,
and
yes.
It would just be foot traffic only.
Like Buckhead Avenue, Bowling Way, like those streets were always closed off because there was so much foot traffic.
Yeah.
What was the name of the restaurant that... Oh my gosh. It was a restaurant. They were famous for their meatloaf. Was that Buckhead Avenue and Bowling Way? I can't remember. Because I used to go and watch Steak and I even saw Steak and Mike and Bo Bach broadcast from that. What was the name of that restaurant?
And it was
right at the corner of Buckhead Avenue and Bowling Way. Somebody will know what the answer to that that is. But they what was the name of that place? That's where they did, that's where they would broadcast on Fridays from there. I think even AJ and Bo, when they were the afternoon show on 680 The Fan, they were broadcasting from there. I can't remember what that place was called now. See, that's what happens when my brain gets gets dead or whatever like that. But again, there was all those little clubs and restaurants and all that kind of stuff that's down there. I mean, it's so drastically different now. Like, I remember when the ESPN Zone opened up.
Yep.
Obviously, you know, that was the big Cheesecake Factory. Like, that was the Cheesecake Factory where everyone wanted to be at.
Yep.
Right? I mean, what was it, $3 Cafe? Was it $3 Cafe had the Ferris wheel or whatever
and
it was?
The building
in there?
For $3 is still, the building itself is still there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's still there.
Yeah. I remember the ESPN Zone was not a very good bar. I mean, it was a very overrated sports bar.
I mean, it was the hype of it, but then it died down quickly. And then they got to, because what happened was, you know, they were charging for, like, on the big sporting events.
Yes.
They were charging for you to sit.
Yes.
And so that's what started making people, you know, it threw people off. No one wanted to go back because, you know.
Well, let me ask you, do they still charge, I don't know if you know this or not, do they still charge to get into strip clubs?
I'm pretty sure they do. You know, there's probably certain times of day. I haven't been to a strip club, God knows how long, but there's probably certain times of day where you might get in.
How about, do they still charge entrance fees to get into clubs? A lot of clubs back in the old days, they would charge an entrance fee.
Yeah. Some, I think they still do. I mean, again, there's their free before time, but the free before time is usually a time they know most people
aren't
going to come.
Well, like 2 in the afternoon. I mean, I'm talking about like...
Well, I'm saying like, nightclubs, they'll do like...
I'm talking about like 9 o'clock on a Friday.
Right,
like,
that'll be the time. But
I mean, they still have cover charges?
Yeah.
Like that clubs? seems like such an old thing.
Oh, yeah. Clubs are not going to not charge. Yeah.
Well, what was... the club that was right over here on 14th, Opera...
Yeah, now it's called, what is it called now?
What is it called now?
I don't know if it's still, it went from Opera to 1150 because that's actually its address.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still called that or not. I don't know if they survived the pandemic because, you know, there's so many clubs that didn't survive the pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm not 100% sure.
But Opera was an old time club. Like that was, when I would, we used to, so we would park at that proscenium.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to walk over to the proscenium.
Right.
And when I would, and that, I don't know what that side street is, but.
Crescent.
Crescent, yeah. Yeah. There would be, because South City Kitchen is right there.
It's
on
still
Crescent.
There, yeah.
Yeah. There would be a line of people, like, I mean, down the block mm-hmm. to get into opera.
Yep.
Like that place was, that place for a few years was,
yep.
was hopping.
Yep.
But I remember the old school opera. Do you remember, I mean, like, I mean, just when people, like that was around for a long time. Was it not opera?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember Club 112?
Oh,
One Tweezy?
Yeah. Which one?
Well, remember. the one over off of
Cheshire Bridge
yeah. and La Vista
yep.
Road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you go to that club? I never went to that club.
Yeah, I went there. Fun, and matter of fact, fun fact, I guess you would say, I actually had to sneak Nick Cannon in that club back in the day.
Because he wasn't tall enough?
Because he wasn't old enough, oh. Yeah. So, and he was, my guy, DJ Nabs, they were on that, it was some kind of Nickelodeon tour they were doing, I believe, back
then.
Now,
wasn't that like a movie theater that was where Club 112 was?
There's a movie theater in that plaza, yeah.
It's like Terra, was it Terra?
What is the name of that that theater? I can't remember. It was like one of those theaters that only had like maybe like a couple screens. It was like
a small
theater.
No, yeah. it wasn't like one of those. It wasn't like an AMC or something like that.
Yeah, like you weren't necessarily going to see the billboard showing like a bunch of
And Club 112 movies. Was only open like two nights a week, was it not?
Yeah, I think they were just Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought they were only open two nights a week.
Or did they do Sunday? They might have did Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I can't remember. I think they did Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think. Friday was their popular night, though.
Well, it is funny because so many of those, there were a lot of clubs in the Midtown area that were only open Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of them didn't open on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them weren't open. Like, when mm-hmm. I was at, what do you call it? Not Club Anytime. What was the one that we talked about? A couple weeks ago, that Kenny Flynn ran. We'll talk about this when we get back. Chuck Green, the Key Studio, Sports Right Now to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuck Reese Show. Rank 'em coming up in 20 minutes from right now, 404-726-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. I'm at JMSH316 on Twitter. He's at DD Lewis for real on Twitter. You can get your rank 'em list into us before we get to the 1040 mark. So we came up with the name Club Vision.
Yeah, Vision. Yeah.
So I worked at Vision.
Right.
Because Kenny Flynn ran that place.
Yeah, and I worked at Kaya when Vision was Kaya. I worked at Kaya.
Okay. So and you were talking about that because Vision was only open, I think, Friday and Saturday. They might have at some point opened it on Thursday, but when I think Vision first opened, it was only Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, they had a couple in the night. So once it went to Vision, it was pretty much just Friday and Saturday. But prior to that, when it was Kaya, so they would be open a few nights a week, but their Sunday night was their big hip-hop night because that was when it was Old School Sundays with DJ Nas. That was when Atlanta didn't really have places that were club-wise that were open on Sundays.
Yeah. Again, most places couldn't open.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there were blue laws in the state and stuff like that. Like, there were a lot of places where you couldn't get alcohol on Sundays and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of restaurants, especially in Cobb County, you couldn't get alcohol at restaurants.
Yeah. So, when it was Kaya, they would do a Latin night on Thursdays. Their Friday nights was a disco night. I'm surprised you didn't know about that because they had this guy, DJ Romeo Colon.
I know that name, too.
Yeah.
I know that name.
So I
remember Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I ever went to Kaya. I didn't go there until Vision because once they had Club Vision, they also had a little restaurant beside Club Vision in there. And I worked for a brief period of time. My buddy and I both, we were bouncers at Club Vision for a little while. Because I used to run into Kenny Flynn when he was at – he would come up to Cosmo and Lava. And Mike Bell's high school buddy, Paulie, was the bartender up in – so they had – they had Cosmo Lava, and then Cosmo had three levels, right?
Right.
It was Hell on the bottom, Purgatory was in the middle area, and then Heaven was up on the top part. And I would always hang out with Paulie up on the top part. It was literally like it was like a loft area upstairs. Like it wasn't a very big area; it was really a small area. But it was like cool lighting, you know, the white lighting and all that for Heaven. They had a DJ up there. They had like some couches and stuff like that, and there was a little small bar. It wasn't a very big bar.
Right.
Just a small bar. I mean, you could have like maybe like 5-6 people at the bar. And Kenny and I used to just kind of run into each other up there at the bar because I would hang out with Paulie. I would talk to Paulie all the time, and Mike Bell's the guy who Mike Bell went to high school with Paulie, and he's talked about him before on the show.
What did Paulie look like? Was he a slim guy?
Dark hair? Kind of slim. His hair was kind of thinning. Kind of had short cropped hair. Hair was thinning on top. A thick New York accent.
So one of the owners of Kaya, his name was Paulie.
No, this wasn't. No, so, Paulie was a bartender at Cosmo Lava.
Oh, so he was just a bartender.
He was all okay. The steakhouse. The steakhouse that was right at the corner of Lennox and Peachtree.
Dantana's?
No.
I mean, not Dantana's.
New York Prime.
Yeah, yeah.
When New York Prime opened, he was one of the first bartenders that worked
there.
Do you remember? Do you remember when they had Emeralds behind that place?
Yes.
I went to the opening night of Emeralds That place was that place was trash. But anyway, did you ever go to MJQ?
Oh yeah, at the MJQ is still I might be lying, but I think they're still open. But yeah,
well,
I
love
MJQ.
Are they still there? Like,
yeah, they're still in the same spot. Never moved.
Okay. Because that was off of Ponce, right?
Yeah, it's right there at Ponce, right across from Disco Kroger.
But
I mean, not Disco Kroger, but what they call that Kroger. They called that Kroger.
The Disco Kroger was on Piedmont.
Buckhead. That Kroger was called Murder Kroger or something like that because they were always finding dead people.
But that was, and I've told the story before, that was the strangest place because you went underneath
the
parking lot.
You're underground.
Yeah.
You're underground.
Yeah. And it was the strangest place. And again, and I've told the story before, but I won't get into the story about everything. But you would go in there, and there were people, you know, you had like these, like those Japanese partitions and stuff like that? Well, they would have partitions. I mean, people were smoking dope. They were having sex. I mean, just all kinds of debauchery. And then they told me I couldn't smoke a cigar in there. And I told I'm all jacked up on roids. My buddy is the exact image of Bill Goldberg. Like, he's 6 foot. He was 6 foot two, 290. I mean, and then my other buddy Mark, who was, well, actually, he was a friend of mine, but he went to high school with my buddy Abe. Mark was, I don't know, 6 foot four, 6 foot six, 260, like a big dude. Like, he's a big Southern boy. So I was like, I told that guy at the bar that, because the famous line, he said, you can't smoke a cigar in here. I'm like, wait a second. They're smoking dope on the dance floor. People are having sex over there. And he said, well, you can't smoke a cigar. I said, I tell you what, Chief. I said, you find the three biggest guys you got in this bar, and you meet us over in this corner over here, and we'll be over there. Well, the three of us will be smoking cigars right over there. And needless to say, we didn't see anybody come over.
Of course not.
But that was the strangest place, MJQ. Like, that was because my buddy Mark, him and his wife, they were high school sweethearts and got married. They were into all of these like weird clubs and stuff like that.
Dives.
Well, yeah. Dives, but again, like these weird clubs and stuff. Now, they didn't do, what was it, the Chamber? Was it?
I'm not familiar
what was
with
the
that
what
one.
Was the swingers club? Wasn't it the
Where
Chamber?
Was it in the Buckhead area or I don't remember.
Kind of Buckhead maybe?
That was I wasn't familiar with that one.
There were some swingers clubs in Atlanta. There were some swingers clubs in there. And the Lodge was not the place. Oh yeah, yeah, no it was. Yeah, no. Yeah, the Lodge. Yes. The Lodge in Buckhead. That's what it is. Okay.
The restaurant, you're talking about the place with the meatloaf?
Yes, the Lodge. Okay. Yes. So that's right. But wasn't there a Lodge? Wasn't there a Lodge that was, what was off of Buford Highway, just south of North Druid Hills Road? Was that not called the Lodge as well?
Oh, I don't know, because I didn't really, outside of Pink Pony and Follies, I didn't really go to too many places on Buford Highway as far as clubs.
I loved it. I lived at Pink Pony for a few years, but there was, I thought it was called the Lodge as well. That it was just south of North Druid Hills. If you were going south on Buford Highway, you crossed over North Druid Hills. Mm-hmm. It was on the right hand side, and it was like I don't know. It was a restaurant, but they had a good bar scene there as well. But yes, I mean, Angry Beavers is right on Twitter. The lodge in Buckhead. That was at Buckhead Avenue and Bowling Way.
Okay.
Yeah, and they were famous for their meatloaf. Used to go eat wings there, but I would see Bo. I know Mike Bell, Bo, and Bo Bach and Steak Shapiro broadcasted from there.
Oh wow! Okay.
So I used to go see those guys there. I'll tell you the other place when I would go see Max and Morgan it was a sports bar that was right just before. It was on Roswell Road in Sandy Springs, and it was just before you got to Abernathy Road. So if you got off of 285 in Roswell Road to go in Sandy Springs, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you would go on Roswell Road and you would head toward Abernathy Road. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. So I lived, so when you cross over Abernathy, I lived in that first complex on the right. I think it was called, what was it called? Foxcroft. It was Foxcroft Condominiums.
Okay.
But I would, but before that, where that, across the street from where that Publix is, and right, actually right next to the Taco Bell on Roswell Road, there was a sports bar there. And I don't remember what it was called, but I would go to see Max and Morgan, who were the midday show, and they were awful, but they were the midday show for the old 680 The Fan when they broadcast it from the CNN Center and all
right,
that.
Right, right.
Max Howell and Chris Morgan. Oh, my God. I can't remember what that place was called. I don't remember what that place. I also saw John Renshaw there because he was the nighttime host at one point. He did like 7 to 10 or something like that. 6 to 10 or 7 to 10 or something like that. And I would go see Renshaw because I was a fan of John Renshaw's. And I can't remember what that place was called, though, man. But, again, like all these little sports bar dives mm-hmm. and stuff like that. There was a place up by the mall in Gwinnett. What's the mall in Gwinnett?
Gwinnett Place Mall.
Gwinnett Place Mall.
Yeah,
like that used to be a happening area.
Yeah,
like I mean that mall and everything
there,
like
yeah.
that is kind of. I think it's all kind of run down now.
Yeah,
but that they had a what was the seafood place that we talked about on Jimmy Carter Boulevard?
Papado's?
Huh?
Papado's?
No.
On Jimmy Carter Boulevard? Back then?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
If you were on Jimmy Carter Boulevard, going the opposite way on, if you got on Jimmy Carter Boulevard and you were headed toward Buford Highway, there was that sports bar, kind of seafood restaurant. They had like.
Oh, on the right hand side.
Yes.
I don't know the name of it, but I know exactly where you're talking about.
So
the
they
right
had one
side.
Of those at Gwinnett Place Mall as well.
Okay.
They had one of those. They had one of those at Gwinnett Place Mall as well. It was a sports bar. It was almost sort of like a Hooters, but it wasn't Hooters.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Because they also had one. They also had one for a time where the Pink Pony, where Oasis was at Tilly Mill and Peachtree Industrial. So do they still have Oasis over there, the strip club Oasis?
I was just on, Peachtree Industrial, right?
The Oasis was, there were two Oasis.
The buildings are still there and something, I just can't remember if Oasis was one of them.
The buildings behind Oasis, they were 50 different things. Like
right.
They were movie theaters, they were restaurants.
Yeah.
There was a good... authentic like Japanese restaurant where you could get like sushi and stuff like that
right.
in that building, but that thing was like 50 different things, and the only thing that stood was the Oasis.
Yeah, where Oasis is, all those venues right there, they're still there, but I just can't remember 100%.
Yes,
and
Angry Beaver's got it right. The chamber was the place.
Okay.
Yes, that off of Cheshire Bridge. Yes.
Okay.
That the chamber was the swingers club, right? They charged you admission if you went by yourself, but if you went as a couple, then they didn't charge you admission. So, anyway.
Well, I guess they figured if you were coming by yourself.
Well, yeah. Again, you're probably a degenerate, right? I mean, so. All right. Rank 'em coming up next. Sports Radio Night to the Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. We got a lot of stuff going on here. All right, Barnacles was the name of the place.
Yes, I remember.
So now we remember.
Yes.
Yeah, because they had one on Jimmy Carter. They had one at Gwinnett Place Mall.
Yep.
That it was right next to the Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody also texted in that the Oasis has closed recently.
It is okay because, like I said, I know the structures are there.
Can I tell you? I built half the inside of that place with all the money I spent.
all the upgrades.
Like when I was there. That's when they got the second bar, because they only had the one bar at first, the one bar that kind of was the big L shape.
Right.
They built the second bar. They improved all their VIP rooms, because I think I spent enough money in the VIP rooms. They also, at one point, they actually added that other stage, too, I believe, there, when I started going there. Again, we used to get in free to the Oasis, because we were there so often.
Yeah.
Because we worked, my buddy and I worked at... Wesley Chapel or whatever, Winter's Chapel. We worked in an industrial plaza on Winter's Chapel Road in the landscape business, and we would always go over. Like, the address of that place was 6969. So we had beepers, and we would beep each other. Just if you saw a page on your beeper that said 6969, that meant you needed to go over to the Oasis. And I could listen. Oh boy, I could tell some stories. I could tell some stories.
Need the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. We need a real adult version of the podcast. I let me put it this way. I had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun at the Oasis.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever went to the Oasis.
I had a lot of fun, so. All right. We used to have a lot of fun picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC. This is a holdover. Actually, I was going to do this on Monday, but we had so many coming through on the lines. But it kind of makes sense anyway. With the holiday coming up and everything and folks grilling, all that good stuff. Rank these condiments for your grilled food. Ketchup, barbecue sauce.
Okay, hold on. We got to stop.
What happened?
We got to stop.
Stop it all together?
All right. So Jonathan Wingate on my Twitter page, he said that Wingspot has to be Clay Sports Cafe. Now, it was right next to Clay's. So I know where Clay's is.
And this
It was in that little shopping center right next to Clay's. Because this would have been 94, now maybe 95, but I know where Clay's is. So to Jonathan, he says, I'm the manager there, and one of my employees heard you guys. He was screaming at his radio as he said, ha, we still have that cheap beer. I did go to Clay's. Clay's was a fun little spot, too. But there was a, in that other little, like, shopping plaza.
And this is the Roswell.
Yes, in Sandy Springs. It wasn't Clay's, because I know where Clay's is.
Right.
Clay's was in that little, like almost strip mall.
Okay.
It was next to Clay's, and I don't remember what that place was. It wasn't Dirty Al's or something like that. Maybe it was Dirty Al's or something like that. But I remember Clay's as well. Like, I went to Clay's. There were two sports bars there. Clay's, and then there was one, because I would go see Max and Morgan at that other sports bar,
right?
Like in the middle of the afternoon. So anyway, all right. So we're getting all distracted. Listen, again, I love when we have these conversations.
Exactly, because it
love when we have all these conversations.
It brings everybody back to some
absolutely.
Yeah. So all right, rank your condiments for your barbecue food here: ketchup, barbecue sauce, mustard, or mayo.
Barbecue sauce, and then all of the other ones go to four. Sorry, yeah.
You don't put ketchup on anything?
Well, I'm not a yellow mustard guy.
Okay.
I'm not very much of a ketchup guy. It's too sugary.
Okay.
And mayo. Yeah. I mean, I like mayo okay, but yeah.
All right. I know you guys are going to be hitting the amusement park up in Carolina.
Yeah, up in Carowinds.
Yep. All right. Rank these rides: Ferris wheel, roller coaster, merry-go-round, bumper cars.
Oh, the Ferris wheel. I love the Ferris wheel just to sit up high.
Uh-huh.
Honestly, I could just sit for a half hour.
Nice.
At the height of the Ferris wheel, uh-huh, and just look out at everything over areas.
Yeah. Have you gone? Because I know we talked about Myrtle Beach because that's where we went the other weekend. Have you done the one at Myrtle Beach right there on the strip?
No, I haven't. again, we went to Myrtle Beach, and I hadn't been there in 25.
Oh, that's it's the only been time a while. Been, yeah. Okay, okay. Oh,
now,
yes.
now, my daughter and I have done the Ferris wheel
here.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Centennial Park.
So they got
Park.
One similar. I feel like the one in Myrtle Beach could be a tad bit
taller. Yeah, I think it's bigger. I think the one in Myrtle Beach is bigger. Because we drove by all of that. So.
Yeah, but just to be at the top of that thing and just to see out over the ocean, I mean, that's pretty cool.
So Marcus Johnson on my Twitter page says, the building behind Oasis on Peachtree is a Mexican restaurant called Jimmy's. Now, they had about half a dozen. They had a pizza place called Blue Something.
Mm-hmm. Like I do remember that.
Was it Blue Moon Pizza?
There is a Blue Moon Pizza, but I don't know if that one was Blue Moon Pizza.
But okay,
I
but
do
there
remember
was some,
it was something.
There was something blue like pizza. There was a Japanese spot where you could get sushi. Mm-hmm. It was like a more of an authentic Japanese restaurant with sushi and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that place is always changing hands.
Yeah,
like it was always doing something different behind the Oasis.
Yep.
All right. What else you got?
Well, hit your text line.
All right.
Let's see here. Minutes here.
From the real Matt Ryan, rank these young pitching staffs. The 90s White Sox with McDowell, Beret, Alvarez, and Fernandez. The Moneyball A's with Hudson, Mulder, Zito. The 03 Cubs, Pryor, Woods, Zambrano. The 2010 Mets. Well, the Mets are going to go to the bottom because they suck. I loved Pryor and Wood. I got to admit. I mean, again, that sucked in 03, but I love Pryor and Wood. So they go number one. Hudson, Mulder, and Zito. I love those guys, too. That's number two. And the White Sox, number three. Let's see here. Lawrence Welk, Hee Haw, Little House on the Prairie, the Waltons, from our buddy Alvy Cohen. I enjoyed Hee Haw very much.
Okay.
Very much enjoyed Hee Haw. I'd put Lawrence Welk number two because I love ballroom dancing and the music along with it. And I'll do Little House on the Prairie, and I hated the Waltons. Actually, I hated both those shows, but again. Let's see. From our buddy Marco, holiday traditions. New Year's Eve ball drop, 4th of July fireworks, St. Paddy's Day, Dying Water Green, Easter Sunday church service. I'll do 4th of July fireworks one. I'll do Easter Sunday church service number two.
Okay.
I'll do the New Year's Eve ball drop three. And I never understood the St. Paddy's Day. I mean, I didn't live in a city where they had St. Paddy's Day. They died. I mean, that's a Chicago thing, right?
Right.
I mean, that's. They do that for
they
in
do,
Chicago.
They do something down in Savannah, I believe, as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I think there's in there a big St. Paddy's Day party.
Yeah,
that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Rank these strip clubs in their heyday: Nikki's, the Pink Pony, the Gentleman's Club. That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
And Strokers.
Yeah.
So I was a Pink Pony guy. Like I fully admit, I was always a Pink Pony guy. I spent a crap ton of money in my life in that place. I've been to Nikki's and I've been to Strokers. I have not. I remember the Gentleman's Club, but I have to put that one forth because I did not go there. So I'll go, believe it or not, Strokers 2 and Nikki's 3.
Okay. Nikki's was one for me. Nikki's was the first. Was it the first? Yeah, Nikki's was the first strip club I had went to when I got to Atlanta.
The first strip club I went to was the Gold Club.
Oh, wow.
And that was a massive disappointment.
Like, yeah, because it was kind of up there where they, they don't.
Yeah, know. I mean, it was by the Lindbergh MARTA station.
Yeah,
was in front of Lindbergh.
It's still there, yeah.
I mean, that was the most overrated place of all time.
It was,
and I didn't know any better. Because I hadn't gone to strip clubs before. I didn't know any better. But I that place was so overrated.
Yeah.
Like, there were so many better strip clubs than the Gold Club.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pizza spot behind Oasis called Pizza K. I worked there and married an Oasis dancer. Very good. I remember that Pizza K spot too, but it was also called like Blue Moon something.
It was
Blue Moon Pizza or something like that. Back in the old days too.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Blue Moon Cafe. Okay, that's what it was. That's
Blue
what
Moon
it was.
Cafe,
Blue Moon
Cafe. I knew it was Blue something.
Yes, I knew it was Blue Moon something.
Yeah.
Because they kept changing. Changing places.
But like I said, those structures are still there. But didn't know that Oasis just recently closed.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Rank the five Spice Girls. We probably won't have time for all this. Emma Button, Victoria Beckham, Mel C, Mel B, Jerry Halliwell. I I'm fascinated by that. Who's the one that Eddie Murphy was with? Was that Mel B?
That's Mel B.
Mel B. Okay, yeah. Mel B. Number one, Jerry Halliwell 2, I go Victoria Beckham 3, Mel C. Number 4, and Emma Button actually went last on all of that. So. All right, we got to wrap it up. That's Rank'em for a Friday evening with you, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio at the Game, Odyssey.com, Amplitude, Love TKO next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. We got a lot of stuff going on here. All right, Barnacles was the name of the place.
Yes, I remember.
So now we remember.
Yes.
Yeah, because
yes.
They had one on Jimmy Carter. They had one at Gwinnett Place Mall.
Yep.
That it was right next to the Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody also texted in that the Oasis has closed recently.
It is okay because like I said, I know the structures
you,
are there.
Can I tell you? I built half the inside of that place with all the money I spent. Like I
all the upgrades.
Like when I was there, that's when they got the second bar because they only had the one bar at first. The one bar that kind of was the big L shape.
Right.
They built the second bar. They improved all their VIP rooms because I think I spent enough money in the VIP rooms. They also, at one point, they actually added that other stage too. I believe there when I started going there. Again, we used to get in free to the Oasis because we were there so often.
Yeah.
Because we worked. My buddy and I worked at, Wesley Chapel or whatever? Winner's Chapel. We worked in an industrial plaza on Winner's Chapel Road in the landscape business, and we would always go over. Like, the address of that place was 6969. So we had beepers and we would beep each other. Just if you saw a page on your beeper that said 6969, that meant you needed to go over to the Oasis. And I could listen. Oh boy. I could tell some stories. I could tell some stories.
Need the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, we need a real adult version of the podcast. I let me put it this way. I had a lot of fun. At the Oasis.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think I ever went to the Oasis.
I had a lot of fun. So, all right. Used to have a lot of fun picking Randy's brain, picking Hugh's brain. Sometimes I would give them a list of things to put in order. We decided to steal it. We call this segment Rank 'em.
All right, JC, this is a holdover. Actually, I was going to do this on Monday, but we had so many coming through on the lines. But it kind of makes sense anyway. With the holiday coming up and everything and folks grilling, all that good stuff, rank these condiments for your grilled food. Ketchup, barbecue sauce.
Okay, hold on. We got to stop.
What happened? We got to stop. Stop it all together?
All right. So Jonathan Wingate on my Twitter page, he said that Wingspot has to be Clay Sports Cafe. Now, it was right next to Clay's. So I know where Clay's is.
It was
in that little shopping center right next to Clay's. Because this would have been 94... Now, maybe 95, but I know where Clay's is. So to Jonathan, he says, I'm the manager there, and one of my employees heard you guys. He was screaming at his radio as he said, ha, we still have that cheap beer. I did go to Clay's. Clay's was a fun little spot, too. But there was a, in that other little, like, shopping plaza.
And this is the Roswell.
Yes, in Sandy Springs. And it wasn't Clay's, because I know where Clay's is. Right. Clay's was in that little, like almost strip mall.
Okay.
It was next to Clay's, and I don't remember what that place was. It wasn't Dirty Al's or something like that. Maybe it was Dirty Al's or something like that. But I remember Clay's as well. Like, I went to Clay's. There were two sports bars there. Clay's, and then there was one, because I would go see Max and Morgan at that other sports bar,
right?
Like in the middle of the afternoon. So anyway, all right. So we're getting all distracted. Listen, I love when we have these conversations.
Exactly, because
it brings
everybody back
yes,
to some.
Absolutely,
yeah. So all right, rank your condiments for your barbecue food here: ketchup, barbecue sauce, mustard, or mayo.
Barbecue sauce, and then all of the other ones go to four. sorry, yeah.
You don't put ketchup on anything?
Well, I'm not a yellow mustard guy.
Okay.
I'm not very much of a ketchup guy. It's too sugary.
Okay.
And mayo. Yeah. I mean, I like mayo okay, but yeah.
All right. I know you guys are going to be hitting the amusement park up in Carolina.
Yeah, up in Carowinds.
Yep. All right. Rank these rides. Ferris wheel, roller coaster, merry-go-round, bumper cars.
Oh, the Ferris wheel. I love the Ferris wheel just to sit up high. Uh-huh. Honestly, I could just sit for a half hour.
Nice.
At the height of the Ferris wheel, uh-huh, and just look out at everything over areas.
Yeah. Have you gone? Because I know we talked about Myrtle Beach because that's where we went the other weekend. Have you done the one at Myrtle Beach right there on the strip?
No. I haven't. Again, we went to Myrtle Beach and I hadn't been there in 25.
Oh, that's it's the only been a while. Been,
yeah.
Okay.
Now, my daughter and I have done the Ferris wheel here.
The one here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Centennial
Park. So they got
Park.
One similar. I feel like the one at Myrtle Beach could be a tad bit taller.
Yeah, I think it's bigger. I think the one at Myrtle Beach is bigger. Because we drove by all of that. So.
Yeah. But just to be at the top of that thing and just to see out over the ocean, I mean, that's pretty cool.
So Marcus Johnson on my Twitter page says, the building behind Oasis on Peachtree is a Mexican restaurant called Jimmy's. Now, they had about half a dozen. They had a pizza place called Blue Something.
Mm-hmm. Like I do remember
was it Blue
that.
Was it Blue Moon it Pizza?
There is a Blue Moon Pizza, but I don't know if that one was Blue Moon Pizza. But
okay,
I
but
do
there
remember
was some,
it was something.
There was something blue like pizza. There was a Japanese spot where you could get sushi. Mm-hmm. It was like a more of an authentic Japanese restaurant with sushi and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And that place is always changing hands.
Yeah,
like it was
exactly.
always doing something different behind the Oasis.
Yep.
All right. What else you got?
Well, hit your text line because we've got a couple minutes here.
From the real Matt Ryan, rank these young pitching staffs. The 90s White Sox with McDowell, Bure, Alvarez, and Fernandez. The Moneyball A's with Hudson, Mulder, Zito. The 03 Cubs, Pryor, Woods, Zambrano. The 2010 Mets. Well, the Mets are going to go to the bottom because they suck. I loved Pryor and Wood. I got to admit. I mean, again, that sucked in 03, but I love Pryor and Wood. So they go number one. Hudson, Mulder, and Zito. I love those guys, too. That's number two. And the White Sox, number three. Let's see here. Lawrence Welk, Hee Haw, Little House on the Prairie, the Waltons, from our buddy Alvy Cohen. I enjoyed Hee Haw very much.
Okay.
Very much enjoyed Hee Haw. I'd put Lawrence Welk number two because I love ballroom dancing and the music along with it. And I'll do Little House on the Prairie, and I hated the Waltons. Actually, I hated both those shows, but again. Let's see. From our buddy Marco, holiday traditions. New Year's Eve ball drop, 4th of July fireworks, St. Paddy's Day, dying water green, Easter Sunday church service. I'll do 4th of July fireworks one. I'll do Easter Sunday church service number two.
Okay.
I'll do the New Year's Eve ball drop three. And I never understood the St. Paddy's Day. I mean, I didn't live in a city where they had St. Paddy's Day. They died. I mean, that's a Chicago thing, right?
Right.
I mean, that's they do that for
Chicago. They do something down in Savannah, I believe, as well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I think there's in there a big St. Paddy's Day party.
Yeah,
that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Rank these strip clubs in their heyday: Nikki's, the Pink Pony, the Gentleman's Club. That's a good one too.
Mm-hmm.
And Strokers.
Yeah.
So I was a Pink Pony guy. Like I fully admit, I was. Always a Pink Pony guy. I spent a crap ton of money in my life in that place. I've been to Nikki's and I've been to Strokers. I have not. I remember the Gentleman's Club, but I have to put that one forth because I did not go there. So I'll go, believe it or not, Strokers 2 and Nikki's 3.
Okay. Nikki's was one for me. Nikki's was the first. Was it the first? Yeah, Nikki's was the first strip club I had went to when I got to Atlanta.
The first strip club I went to was the Gold Club.
Oh, wow.
And that was a massive disappointment.
Like, yeah, because it was kind of up there where they, they don't.
Yeah, know. I mean, it was by the Lindbergh MARTA station.
Yeah,
was
it's
in front of
it's still there. Yeah.
I mean, that was the most overrated place of all time.
It was,
like, and I didn't know any better. Because
right.
I hadn't gone to strip clubs before. I didn't know any better, but I that place was so overrated.
Yeah.
Like, there were so many better strip clubs than the Gold Club.
Yeah.
The pizza spot behind Oasis called Pizza K. I worked there and married an Oasis dancer. Very good. I remember that Pizza K spot too, but it was also called like Blue Moon something.
It was
Blue Moon Pizza or something like that. Back in the old days, too.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Blue Moon Cafe. Okay, that's what it was.
Blue Moon Cafe. I knew it was Blue something.
Yes, I knew it was Blue Moon something.
Yeah.
Because they kept changing. Changing places.
But like I said, those structures are still there. But didn't know that Oasis just recently closed.
All right. Hold on.
Okay.
Rank the five Spice Girls. We probably won't have time for all this. Emma Button, Victoria Beckham, Mel C, Mel B, Jerry Halliwell. I'm fascinated by that. Who's the one that Eddie Murphy was with? Was that Mel
That's
B Mel or Mel B. B?
That's Mel B.
Mel B. Okay,
yeah.
Mel B number one. Jerry Halliwell two. I go Victoria Beckham three. Mel C number four, and Emma Button actually went last on all of that. So. All right, we got to wrap it up. That's Rank 'Em for a Friday evening with you. Chuck Green, the Kia Studio, Sports Radio, the Game, Odyssey.com, Apple News, Love TKO, and next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.